Are you looking to make a change?
Creating a life of your dreams for you and those you care for?
Staying on track to become the best that you can be?
Are you looking to make a mind shift?
I'm Shel Hamilton.
And I'm Josie Ong. We created the Mind Shift Meditations podcast with you in mind.
Join us as we take turns introducing you to guest teachers and experts who will lead you in eyes-closed processes, helping you feel better fast and be calm, clear now. Hello and welcome back to the third and final episode in Lane's series on an inside job. In the last episode, we got closer to our big ideas and discovered some of the things that we may be spending unnecessary time on. And in this episode, Lane shares with us how to dive deeper into finding joy and happiness again. This episode is brought to you by Kind Snacks. I have a brand new favorite. I this week discovered their breakfast bars, and the peanut butter breakfast bar is for sure my favorite, not only in the morning for breakfast, but in my bag on the go. Definitely takes the edge off on my day so that I don't fall into hangry and I can stay calm and clear and be present. To pick up your free sample box, go to kindsnacks.com/MSM. That's kindsnacks.com/MSM. You shouldn't have to choose between your health and taste when it comes to snacking. That's why we choose Kind Snacks. And now here's an inside job with Lane Kennedy on finding joy and happiness again.
Hi, I'm Lane Kennedy, and this is an inside job. How to disconnect in a hyper-connected world to find yourself. So glad that we get to spend some time together today. Welcome back. So last time, we found out where you're spending unnecessary time in your life, and possibly what's distracting you from your big ideas. But you know what? Not everyone has these big ideas, which is totally okay. I mean, it's great. It's okay. Really, it is. And some of us need help cultivating ideas. Even when we have big ideas, we need help to move forward with them. Recently, I was working with a client who was totally stuck on this startup idea, and she couldn't get any traction. She couldn't find funding. She couldn't even explain the idea completely. And she was kind of at the wall. Everyone she talked to, you know, just looked at her and shook their head with like confusion. So she ended up getting frustrated and walked away. She put it to bed. She put this idea to bed until we started working together. And I gave her today's empowering question. And I want to share that empowering question with you. Are you ready for it? Wait a minute. Before I give you the empowering question, not everyone, I want to just repeat, not everyone has great ideas. And today's empowering question is not only about cultivating great ideas, it's about unplugging. When we unplug, and when my client unplugged, everything changed for her. Because what happens is that we can hear what the next steps are on our path. So are you allowing any time in your day to unplug and to play? You know, it's this time that will bring up these great ideas. It's how to move forward. But most people aren't taking the time to unplug. But wait a minute. You're not most people, are you? I didn't think so. You're in it. You're ready. So let me share today's empowering question, and then we'll get into our time together. Okay? So today's empowering question is, what have you recently given up on in your life that brings you joy? Where can you fit it back into your life so it can inspire you and bring you joy again? This is like a twofold empowering question. So I'm going to just repeat that back to you as we move into our session. What have you recently given up in your life that brings you joy? That could be working out. That could be sketching. That could be spending time with your girlfriends. It could be, there's so many things. What have you given up recently that brings you joy? And where can you fit it back into your life today to bring you inspiration that will bring you joy? All right, let's get into our session. Go ahead and sit on up on those sit bones. Close your eyes and just be with me in the session. And remember, my voice is just here to prompt you, keep you centered. So go ahead and close your eyes and take an inhale and an exhale. finding your center. Being at one in this moment. Inhale. And exhale. And on this next inhale, you go straight into the center of your mind right now. Taking an inhale. And exhaling slowly. Going right underneath the amygdala, that most ancient part of your mind, into your brain right there. Expanding that part that takes care of you, always looking out for you. And quietly, slowly, shut it down. Inhale and exhale. On this next inhale, slowly dropping down through the center of your body, down into your heart, into the center of your heart, taking an inhale and an exhale, expanding your heart, noticing the color of your heart as it expands. Taking an inhale and an exhale. Thinking of joy within your heart. What have you recently given up in your life that brings you joy? Staying in your heart. Feeling in your heart. Inhaling and exhaling. Letting any tension go in your belly. Wiggling your toes. Staying in your heart. Expanding. Remembering joy. Inhale. And exhale. On your next inhale, I want you to slowly drop down into that low, deep, knowing place. Into the microbiome, that gut, that intuitive place, Ahara. Take an inhale. And an exhale. If you'd like, you can place your hand on your belly. Inhale. And exhale. Staying in rhythm with your breath.
And when you're down there in that area, that deep intuitive place, I want you to look around in that space. Notice what it feels like today. Is it calm? Is it knowing? Is it warm? This space is sacred. It knows everything. It knows what you've given up. Listen to what it is that you need to do today to bring you joy, to cultivate ideas, to be more playful in your life. Inhale and exhale. Staying in that place where it's safe. Be mindful . Take an inhale and then just slowly come back into your heart . Exhaling gently, knowing what it is that you need to do again that brings you joy. Inhaling, exhaling. On your next inhale, just for a moment, while you're in your heart, say thank you for this information. Coming back up into your mind where it's quiet and rested. Now you have an answer. And what you're going to do, it's going to bring you joy. It's going to inspire you to cultivate ideas on moving you forward in your life. When you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes. Every time you go down into that sacred space, be ready for those ideas. You never know what's going to happen down there. And it's always so true and so honest. And I want you to honor that. I want you to be super mindful of our time that we spent today. So what are you going to take action on today? I want you to share it with me. I always love to hear from people. I want you to have fun. I want you to play, unplug, move forward, get fired up with what you just learned in this session. Smile, stay connected. Until next time, take care.
And that was Lane's meditation for finding joy and happiness again. I get it. It is tough to unplug and to play and to return to the things that used to give you joy and would still bring you joy, but you got to make the time, make it a priority. I've got two young kids. It's really tough. But one thing that's worked for me is I'm learning MMA. I'm actually learning boxing right now. And instead of going every week, which is very challenging, given the season of life, I started going and I scheduled my appointments with the trainer every 6 weeks. I'm at every 4 weeks in the fall. I'm hoping to get to every 3 weeks. And that's more realistic for me than I have to go every week. Now, if you want to connect more with Lane or find out more about her, we've got info on our website. She has an upgraded membership program and is giving, get this, 50% off. Super sweet deal. All the information is at mindshiftmeditations.com /EP005. That's mindshiftmeditations.com/EP005. I also want to take this time to thank Kind Snacks for being the sponsor for this episode. They are the maker of healthy and delicious snacks. Please try your 10 free Kind snack bars. Just pay for shipping by going to our special URL, kindsnacks.com/MSM. That's kindsnacks.com/MSM. See website for full details and enjoy the snacks. I'm so grateful you are here and you're listening today. I hope it is making changes in your life. I hope it's making mind shifts for you. That's why we're here. Join us again on our next episode. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Josie. Bye for now. This has been a Calm Clear Now Network production. I'm Josie Ong.
And I'm Shel Hamilton. For more info on anything you heard here today, head on over to mindshiftmeditations.com.
Thanks for listening, and please join us for our next episode.